Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We say hello to you on a Wednesday here in the capital city. Glorious, as always, when you're in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa. A great show lined up for you today. Coming up at 12:25, Pat Hardy, all Hawkeyes, will join us. 1 o'clock, it'll be Mark Simon, Major League Baseball, ESPN Stats and Info. The longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, will be our guest at 1:40. Roger Riddell from Vikings territory on the National Football League, and of course the Minnesota Vikings at 2 o'clock. And Dave Dirks, the baseball coach of Waukee, they've got big event coming up this weekend. We'll talk to him about that. Trent, how you doing, my man?
Not too bad. Can't complain about things. Football right around the corner. We'll see that tomorrow. I'm excited for it. So Iowa put out a big hype video today, getting people all riled up with Mike Daniels doing the voiceover work there. So, yeah, football, it's in the air, Jimmy B. There's no doubt.
It is. Feels good. Oh, I can smell the excitement in the air. That sounds like a famous pro wrestler who used to say that all the time. I smell excitement in the air. You wouldn't remember him, but his name was Lonnie Mayne.
No, I do.
Doesn't ring a bell, does it?
No.
There you go. Fair enough. At any rate, I guess we should begin with what transpired yesterday. It's funny, at least for me, Trent, that Drake gets publicity only when it seems they're making a change, get sued, or they're just so horrific that everybody talks about how bad they are for a couple of hours, and then they're like forgotten again. And yesterday we saw that take place. Our good pal Andy Garman, KCCI Channel 8, with the break of the story yesterday, and then he appeared on our show as well, about the change in the athletic directorship at Drake, with Hatfield Club saying that she is gone and holding a news conference yesterday. I tweeted out yesterday, late last night, that Drake needs to find an AD that, one, has Nico Medved's back and helps him every possible way that he can to be successful. B, that AD is he's got to figure out, or she has to figure out, a way to make it cool again to go to a Drake basketball game on Forest Avenue. And then C, you have to continue to be a fundraiser. What can you add to that list, Trent?
Well, I mean, it's pretty standard of what you're looking for an athletic director. And Hatfield Club, in terms of the fundraising side, did a nice job of that. But yeah, you mentioned the cool component, you know, making Drake basketball kind of an event. Now, the only thing that's done that in the last 45-plus years was a ridiculous run back in 2008 out of a team that didn't have a whole lot of expectations coming into the year and shocked everybody, not just here in Des Moines or the state of Iowa. That was a national story, Jimmy B. I mean, you remember it. You weren't even in the market.
Right. And they were kind of like the fascination of the country all of a sudden.
This program that hasn't been relevant in decades, here they are, not just winning, but winning in a big way. It didn't matter who was coming into town, be it a good Creighton team, whoever, they were beating all comers at that time, and then it fell off the map. And they haven't been able to come even close to recapturing what they had then. You go back before that, the Knapp Center. You say kind of make it cool to go there again. Just make it cool to go there. Because that's really never been the case. Outside of that year, it's never been, hey, I got Drake tickets. Like, did you lose a bet?
Did somebody throw them out the window of a car and you just picked them up? Is that it? What happened there? Yeah, I'm with you. And they could do such a good job promotion-wise in Des Moines to sort of at least try to capture the casual basketball fan, just to go once or twice, just to see, A, how fun it is to go to the Knapp Center when this team is good, and B, because of the way that it is constructed, and there's a great seat everywhere, no matter where you sit in that smallish building. I mean, you're right on top of the action, even if you're in what I'll call the second tier inside of that arena. I've gone to several Drake games, as you well know, and I went to the game where Iowa State played them there with Royce White.
Okay.
And Iowa State was favored by 10 points. And Drake beats them, and the place was absolutely nuts. I mean, crazy nuts. And it was a great feeling and loud and charismatic, and it had all of the components that you would hope to get out of college basketball. And now it's just like going to a tomb. It's just terrible.
Well, and a problem is that Iowa State and Iowa won't play those games at the Knapp Center anymore. Those games are
right
off the table.
I agree.
They're not going to be happening. So that environment, it's difficult to recreate. You're not going to get those kind of experiences back. It's another unfortunate part of what happened with the Big Four Classic and what happened kind of going down that line is you lose those kind of games. The building, it's not that good of a building, right?
It's old, but it's fun.
It's not that
it's
old.
Loud. How old is it?
It's not even 25 years old.
Well, that's old to me.
Well, old is you, Jim. You're old. You're old. This, it opened right at the in the 92-93 basketball season. So
okay,
yeah. So all about right. 25.
It's over 20 years old. Yeah,
it's not that old though. It's not like most buildings are. You know, especially for a building for a place like Drake.
Right, but it does have a unique setup to it and a different kind of atmosphere to it, especially when it's a full house, Trent. You've been there when it's been a full house. You got caught up, but didn't you go to a game last year where they were on that winning streak?
Yeah, I made it there. I always go to the UNI game every year, make sure to make that one. I get there. I don't know. The building's odd. It's weird. But that's any building that's full is going to be better, right?
You would hope so.
Yeah, I don't think you can try to make the Knapp Center out that it's going to be the place to be and be seen, even if they get this program built back up. I don't see the reality in that, Jim. People here, you know this market. What's first? It's not Drake. It's not the city school. It's Iowa and Iowa State.
No, it's Iowa State, yeah. I agree with you. I agree 100%. Yep, I got you. But I just think that they would have an opportunity to increase their awareness. I don't think half the city even knows they exist.
Well, and another...
I'm not being facetious here. I'm just indicating that they've been so bad for so long that people don't even think twice about even considering that they even have a basketball team. And that's terrible to say, because in our business, we would want them to be competitive so that we can talk about them.
Another problem is the MVC. You know, that 10 years ago when Creighton came in, what a big deal that was. And when Wichita comes in, what a big deal that is. And we know you and I being in state and having 10,000 alumni here in the metro, that's still going to be a big one, but
right,
it's different now. It's so much different. You know, there isn't a national brand of the MVC that gets you excited. It gets you excited like when Creighton came to town each and every time. That's a problem on top of it. Yeah, there's a lot of issues over there that just as simple as, hey, if you do a little marketing and people will show up, it goes a lot deeper than that, Jim.
No, I'm with you on that. You're absolutely right. And the loss of first Creighton and now Wichita State is really, really going to take its toll on the Valley. Look, we'll follow UNI. There's no question about that. And both you and I think that they're going to be real competitive this year. But Drake, if they fall on hard times from the get-go, and they could, will once again be left out in the cold. There won't be any conversation about them whatsoever, and it'll be just another lost season for Medved, who's trying to jumpstart this thing and trying to turn the program around after Phelps and Giacoletti had no success whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a difficult job, Jim. I think it's as simple as that.
It is. Yeah.
It's an incredibly difficult job. It's difficult to get that you know, stranglehold on the community here. And even if you have decent teams, and they've had some decent teams throughout the years, There just isn't a buzz for it. Again, outside of a ridiculous run 10 years ago, there's no buzz. Nobody cares about Drake. Alumni, for the most part, don't care about Drake. Something needs to change in a big way, and I just don't know if it's realistic. Short of them becoming a power year after year, a contender in the MVC, making it to the NCAA tournament, you know, a couple times out of, you know, six, 7 years, things like that. Short of that, I find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to gain some kind of stranglehold here on this market.
I'm with you. I would like to see it take place where they at least get a little more excitement back there. But you're right, Trent. They're going to have to, A, change their entire marketing structure because it stinks. And, B, they're going to have to produce a product on the court. You're absolutely right. They've got to be competitive and make it feel like when you go to a game, you absolutely have a chance to see a win and not just another loss.
So, from Drake, did you watch the hype video on the Hawkeyes this morning, Jimmy B?
I have seen it on Twitter, but I've only watched a little bit of it, so I can't go into great detail. I know that you being a Hawk guy, you probably have watched it 10 times already.
No, just one. One's all I need.
Oh.
That's good enough for me. That is all I need is just the one time. I did get a kick out of the people, all fired up, all excited. It's a video, you know.
I
don't get quite as fired up as some people do about those kind of things. It's fine.
No, but a lot of schools do that. A lot of schools do that.
Of course.
You know, I mean, look, yeah, this is the way and where what? Don't they kick off the 2nd? September 2nd? Isn't that it?
That's the game against Wyoming. You got it.
There you go. And so from that standpoint, we're less now than a month away. So it's time to try to get people a little more enthused about the program. Look, I can't wait to talk to Pat Hardy coming up here at 12:25 just to see if he's got any sources that have given him any indication on what's going on at practice, because he'll have the insight. You can count on that.
Yeah, always a couple of little nuggets that come up, and that's going to be fun to keep an eye on. Iowa State, we had Alex Halstead on the show yesterday. You can check that out over on the podcast page over at 1700kbgg.com. If you missed any portion of the show, you can always find things over there. But, you know, Jim, we talked about a lot of different things, and the running game, that's one that I'm interested to figure out. We know the offensive line has to come together. It is an absolute must for this team to be competitive, to take another step forward. That offensive line has to come together early. But, you know, after what we saw, just the odd nature of Mike Warren, what he went through last year, getting called out by Matt Campbell after the Iowa State game, and for him to stick around, along with, you know, some names that were out there, guys that have taken a step forward, I think it's going to be very fun to watch how it shakes out, and they got a ton of talent back there in the backfield.
Oh, they do. I mean, I don't see Iowa State having any difficulties trying to get points on the board, Trent. I don't think that's going to be their problem. As long as they can keep the quarterback, Jacob Park, upright and open a hole every once in a while for the running backs, we know what the wide receiver core led by Alan Lazard is all about. So I think the offensive side of the football, scoring points, I think will take care of itself if the offensive line can come together and give some protection for Park so he has time to throw and not running for his life. The problem is, will they be able to outscore the opponent with the defensive side of the football? And even though there's some solid players in the secondary, we go back to A, the defensive line and how that's going to work, B, the middle linebacker status with a former starting quarterback now switching to middle linebacker, and will they be able to tackle anybody? Will they be able to slow down anybody else's offense? I think those are the factors that I find that are going to be interesting for Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And, you know, it always comes out every year. Well, they finally have a starter that they're confident with. There's no quarterback battle. Jacob Park is the guy. No worries about that. And so the question becomes, well, then who's his backup going to be? Don't you love how that happens in football?
Yeah, always. I know. Yeah. And who's the number three guy? Who's number three?
I think it'll be Zeb Nolan. He'll be the guy that'll be the backup. He'll probably have that job. And then we'll see what true freshman Devin Moore from up in Waterloo, what he has to say about things. Also, a senior trying to battle for that backup spot in Kyle Kemp, but get a kick out of it every time. When you have a starter, you know who your starter is going to be, then who's number
right.
two? And that's the same question that's happening over there at Iowa State. Well, Jimmy B, before we take the break here, we have In Case You Missed It. It's presented today by our friends at Food Dudes Delivery, looking for something for lunch, maybe something tonight for dinner, or your whole office tomorrow. Give the guys at Food Dude Delivery a shot today. FoodDudeDelivery.com is where you go with restaurants across the metro that don't normally deliver. Food Dudes Delivery will do that for you. Again, FoodDudeDelivery.com. Here we go. And a wild night in baseball last night out in Beantown, Jimmy B. Do you like that one? Did you catch much of the Indians or the Red Sox?
I watched probably from about the fifth or sixth inning on. So I saw the spectacular catch. I saw the home runs. I saw all the runs. And you were right. That game was nuts.
Speaking of the runs and the ridiculous catch, here's the sound from last night. Austin Jackson leaping against the wall in center field and doing a little flip.
There's a long fly ball. Deep center field, Jackson's back, he leaps, he made an unbelievable catch! He flipped into the bullpen! Did he hang on? That's the only question at this point.
He sure did.
What a play by Austin Jackson! That just might be...
Ridiculous, Jimmy B. That one was
It's even better, Trent. It's even better when you see it in slow motion.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that really goes to show you, A, how high he was off the ground, and then, B, when he hit the wall and started to flip over, and he had the presence of mind with his free hand to grab the wall, so he just didn't take a full header. He was able to kind of right himself while he was flipping over the wall. It was... an unbelievable play. Just spectacular catch.
Cody Allen comes in to close things out for the Indians. A normally strong bullpen. Not the case last night. And just a crazy, weird ninth inning. Indians started off with a 10-9 lead.
Gomes. Oh, they're going to call it a strike. And the ball got away. Down to first base is Moreland. He's safe.
So an extra out in the inning for Boston.
That'll bring up Vasquez. 3-1. High fly ball left center field. Going back, Zimmer turning around. She's gone! It's gone! The Red Sox walk it off! You've got to be kidding me!
Two outs in the ninth. A three-run homer for Vasquez.
The Red Sox win it.
Nesson and WEEI on the call there. A walk-off victory. 12-10. Sound like a slow-pitch softball game there, Jimmy B.
That was great. That's a good beer league game, a 12-10 game. I love games like that, though. You don't get them that often, but when you do, they are so much fun with all the offense.
Well, the Indians and Royals don't gain any ground on each other, as the Royals also took the L last night with the loss there for the Indians, a couple consecutive after some hot streaks off of both of those teams. We go to the National League Central next. The Brewers and the Cardinals fighting to stay alive with the Cubs playing good baseball. In the end, Corey Knebel shuts down the Cards.
And a line shot right at Shaw. Ball game over. Knebel with the save, and the Brewers win 3-2.
3-2 win, four games over 500 for the Brewers, just trying to keep pace. Jim and I don't believe it's going to happen, and Jim, especially not going to happen the way the Cubs are swinging the bats. When John Lester's hitting home runs, you know you're playing some good baseball. Here was the sound last night in the Cubs' big win against Arizona.
Deep left center for John Lester. He got it! A home run!
Oh, they're
John
really gonna dance.
Lester!
Yeah. Oh, my. We have a winner in the Lester Lackey Home Run Derby. He's checking all the boxes.
Quite the scene last night. The bullpen. You like the dancing bullpen for the Cubs, don't you?
I think it's great. I'm telling you, baseball needs more fun, and that just cracks me up every time those guys do that. It's a team thing. All the guys in the pen, they're sitting around. They're bored. They're just waiting for their name to get called so they can get up and start to warm up a little bit. So when somebody does something like that, you got to show the bullpen because those guys go crazy. And I'm telling you, it kind of reminds me now what you see in college basketball. Remember when we saw the kids that did their from Monmouth College that did all the different poses? Now mm-hmm. you're kind of getting that with the Cubs and their bullpen. When something spectacular happens, they all go nuts. I think it's great. I wish there was more of it.
That was, in case you missed it, my Twins late last night had a no-hitter into the sixth with Jose Berríos. Yeah. That was promptly ended, and of course they lose it 3-0. It's the sad, sad Minnesota Twins continue on here over the last couple of weeks, Jimmy B. And they play this afternoon against the Padres. Boy, what a series there. I'm sure that's going to have just huge, huge viewers this afternoon, right?
It's a good thing that's not a network game, because it would probably score worse than high school lacrosse on TV.
Last night, the Padres and Twins game was on FS1. Luckily, at least they had Berríos with the no-hitter into the sixth that kept a few people around for that one. Regardless, that was, in case you missed it, presented by Food Dudes Delivery. Order it up right now online, fooddudesdelivery.com, and get out of your lunch rut. Place your order today for lunch, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. We're talking Hawkeyes next as we bring in Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, here on Jimmy B and TC.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. But we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Turn up the heat with incredible savings during Menards Red Hot Sale. Dakota Prefinished Storage Solutions make it easy to create your own custom storage space. From modular systems to prefinished shelving and even closet kits, there's a Dakota product for every room of your home. 15 1/4 inch deep by 8 foot long bullnose shelving and wider wheat oak is only $6.99 after rebate. Now, during Menards Red Hot Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President, Market Manager of Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud supporter of the Ankeny Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen the business climate and enhance the quality of life in Ankeny. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these new members.
Bedtime Mattress, Black and Cardinal Divide, Courage League Sports, Cowboy Chicken, Freedom Taxi and Roadside Assistance, Iowa Realty Jessica Schaefer, Knockouts Haircuts for Men, Parks Custom Homes, Select Physical Therapy, Senior Helpers, Staples.
The Ankeny Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these new members. Learn more about the Ankeny Chamber of Commerce online at ankeny.org.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock today. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. You can always get on the show with us at 264-1700. That's 264-1700. Always good when we get a chance to have a conversation with Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com. Always complete information on the Hawks, and Pat joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Pat, good afternoon, pal.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Let's kind of jump into what we want to know, what's going on in training camp, Pat. You always have great sources. You always have interesting tidbits of what's taking place in training camp. Has anybody tipped you off to anything so far since they've been there for a few days now?
No, nothing. We were actually talking about that this morning on KCJJ up here. No, there really hasn't been any message board rumors. Really nothing. I mean, there's just been nothing of any substance. I mean, but there hasn't really been anything wild. There's been really nothing. It's been quiet.
Quiet can be a very good thing. One thing that we have seen are some pictures that have been released. You get to see the young guys out there. Butler running around, look like maybe a little bit of zone read with him, and Peyton Mansell, the incoming freshman quarterback. You get to see the guys out there, their pictures, and of course, people always overreact to the pictures. It's crazy every single year how that happens, Pat.
You remember, was it a couple years ago when somebody tweeted a picture of Eric Graham, the running back from Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and he looked really good in his uniform, and people just kind of took that and ran with it. Yeah, this is the time of year. I just remember recently, though, hearing more. I just wonder if maybe Kirk's done a better job, because it seems like lots of times maybe rumors may come from a student manager telling another student, then it starts to circulate, or from parents of players, or from friends of parents. But right now, I have heard, but this was even before pads went on, from a very reliable source who would know somebody on the team, that A.J. Epenesa was even better than everybody expected when it came to just attitude, work ethic, fundamentals, and picking up on things. That is one thing I did hear from somebody who knows somebody pretty close on the team, and that was pretty interesting to hear that they already had real high expectations for this kid, obviously, but when he came here, he was even better than people thought. Now, this was before pads were coming on, so it'll be interesting to see if it carries over, but just you know when a five-star comes here, people are going to kind of look at him a little suspicious and wonder, especially with Iowa's history with five-stars. I mean, they've signed two, and both of them were flops.
Yeah.
But so far, everybody I've taught just that they just love this kid's motor.
Anything on the quarterbacks at all? And in your estimation, Pat, is there really a quarterback competition?
Well, I think there is, but I still think some of it's partly manufactured. And I agree with what Chuck Long said last week to us at the Big Ten Media Day. I mean, you want to keep both quarterbacks. The way Chuck looks at it, he thinks maybe even if they are even, Stanley still has a slight edge because he's already beaten him out once, and he probably has more upside from a talent point of view. Chuck says whenever you have something that's real even like that, you always start with the most talented guy. And I think that's what Iowa did back in 1987 with Dan McGuire and Tom Pohulski and Chuck Hartley. McGuire was clearly the most talented, but then games eventually determine it. That's what may happen this year, because I just did a column where I make some predictions. I think both quarterbacks will start this year without injuries impacting it. I just think neither one has enough credibility, and I think this may be a unique season, and I think Brian's influence on his father, we've all seen Kirk does not like to make quarterback changes during the season. He just doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't even like to put another quarterback in during the season. But I think this year may be different. If Stanley starts and struggles, it's not going to surprise me if we see a different starter. I think it's going to be a fluid situation. But I still say it's Stanley's job to lose, regardless of what Kirk has been saying.
Yeah, I think that kind of makes at least the most sense on the surface and the way that's going to go out. Going to get a view of things coming up here with the open practice. And, you know, with that, you have an opportunity to see the guys. It'll be, what, about a week and a half into things, 2 weeks in, by the time we get to see them out there on the field. Some things will be figured out. They'll be implementing more of the offense. If you take a guess, you said you were making some predictions over at allhawkeyes.com. What do you think this offense is going to look like? Is it going to be very similar to the O'Keefe regime? Is it going to be maybe a mix of what we saw under Davis and O'Keefe, or something not completely different, but at least in terms of passing, a little bit different? What's your expectation there?
I think you may see a little of both, and I know people are like, oh, please don't show me any part of the Greg Davis offense. You got to give Greg his due. At the end of it last year, he really figured out a good way to use Akram Wadley in the passing attack. I love the way they used him in that Michigan game. I mean, Greg called a great game against Michigan. I watched that again recently. I think you're going to see Wadley and James Butler both play together. I think one's going to be in the slot lots of times. They both may be in the same backfield at the same time, but I think you're going to see the slot receiver, the tight ends, and the running backs catch a lot of passes for the simple reason that they're closer to the quarterback. Easier throws, quicker throws. I just don't think we're going to see a lot of these where Stanley or Wiggers is back there in the pocket trying to buy time with some receivers trying to work himself open downfield. They're going to have to go downfield sometimes. You just have to. But I think you're going to see a lot of, like Nick Easley. I did a prediction. I picked three Iowa receivers to catch at least 25 passes this year. Vandenberg, assuming he's healthy, Nick Easley, and Matt Quarles. The reason I went with those three is because nobody else has kind of passed. And I think you'll see that, and I think Nick Easley, he's got reliable hands. I've seen enough of him to know he can catch. He'll catch easy seam routes that are easy to throw as the quarterback develops more confidence.
Pat Hardy is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Pat, let me follow up when you just referenced Matt Quarles. I did see two of his games, one in person when he was playing for New Mexico. He caught two passes in that game and picked up some decent yardage, if memory serves me correct, on both of those opportunities. But they just never threw the football hardly at all, 10, maybe 12 times a game, because it was so predicated on running. What mm-hmm. leads you to believe that Quarles is a guy? I know he played at a school in Division I, but he just wasn't thrown to very often. Have you seen video of him, or what leads you to believe, I guess, that he can step in and be a factor immediately?
Well, like I said, the fact that he's actually, I mean, to say you're the third receiver on Iowa right now is not saying a lot. I mean, Devontae Young and Adrian Falconer haven't caught a pass yet. Falconer's going into his third year on the team, and I don't know what to expect from the freshman. I just can't just assume that a freshman's going to move right ahead of a guy who's going into his fourth year. I think, yeah, Matt Quarles has caught 13 balls in 2 years at New Mexico. So there's definitely a wait and see with him. Now, I've seen enough of him to know speed-wise, he's going to be one of Iowa's faster receivers. I mean, just from watching him run, that's not saying a ton because they don't have a lot of speed. But, no, it's basically a leap of faith at that position right now. It came down to Matt Quarles or Devontae Young catching 25 balls because really they better have at least two wide receivers catch at least 25 balls this year there, or they're in serious trouble. That's not a lot of catches, really, when you figure they're going to play 12 to 13 football games. That's only barely two a game.
Pat, we talk so much about the wide receivers. You know, tight end, you feel good about it. They got plenty of options. There's no doubt about that. But still, even there, not a ton of experience out there on the field in terms of pass catching. How does the tight end position shake out? Is it four or five guys just out there doing kind of what they do best? Or do you see a guy or two stepping forward and really taking a prominent role?
Well, Noah Fant, I think, is going to be kind of the George Kittle featured pass catcher. Peter Peacock is going to play a lot just because he's going to be in there, I believe, in power situations when they're trying to run the ball. I mean, he's done that for 2 years now. But I predicted that one tight end will have at least 25 catches, Noah Fant, and I also predicted at least two others will have at least 10 catches. I think they're going to use three to four tight ends. I think the question is, will those last two or three to get into that rotation, maybe the last one, will it be Wisniewski? Will it be Drew Cook, Nate Vavoda? I think Hockenson, Picar, and Nate Whiting show that he can block. There's some guys that I think are ahead of the others, but they're going to have to use at least three, but Noah Fant's going to be the one. I think he showed last year he can make plays downfield. To me, he's going to be the one that kind of offsets what they don't have at wide receiver. I think he may get a few more balls this year just because I just think they're going to struggle to throw to the wide receiver. I mean, they struggled last year with C.J. Beathard, and I don't know what's going to make it so much easier this year. And to me, everything's kind of hard to predict right now because you just don't know what's going to happen with Matt Vandenberg. I don't want to harp on the negative, but he's broken that foot twice now in non-contact drills. Now he's changing the way he cuts. I will make one prediction. I don't think he's going to be returning punts this year. I just can't see them taking that risk, even though that's who ideally I think Kirk would like to have back there. If he's had to change the way he cuts, to me, that's a concern, and you got to limit the amount of times he risks hurting that foot again. And that's another reason why I think the tight ends have to figure out a way to be big in this offense, but mainly it's because tight ends catch easier passes. I think they're just going to have to break whatever quarterback in with easy 8 to 10 yard passes, easy seam routes to build confidence early. Because let's face it, neither one of these quarterbacks have done it. I mean, and I don't know if either one are like Drew Tate. You could tell with Drew Tate, even when he wasn't playing, that he just had something about him personality wise. Wiggers and Stanley, it's hard to tell. Neither one of them. I mean, and like Chuck Long said, Stanley wasn't able to take that position and run with it this spring. And as a coach, you're disappointed. So now you just kind of wait and see what happens. But no, definitely heavy on tight ends this year. And I think Noah Fant is the guy. But I'm also curious to see what Drew Cook does. I mean, Drew Cook is a unique athlete. He's 6'5", 235, runs about a 4.67, 40. And it'll be interesting to see because there's going to be two or three tight ends who don't get to play very much, and it'll be interesting to see who those tight ends are.
Are you telling me maybe that opening game against Wyoming, if indeed Wyoming's offense is as good as some people think it will be with that top-slinging quarterback, that it could turn into a shootout? And if so, would they have to cut loose the quarterback and let him throw a few more times in that opening game just to try to keep pace?
I think Wyoming's biggest weakness is run defense. And I think Iowa should be able to control the line of scrimmage in that game, even if they load the box. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I've got Iowa winning that game 31-28, I believe. So, yeah, I have a close game. I think Wyoming's going to have some success through the air, but I just think Iowa's going to. I've got them running for at least 225 yards in that game. I'll be very surprised if they don't. Wyoming's defense is very suspect, but they need to try to control the line of scrimmage because I think Wyoming's going to burn him for a couple deep balls with his quarterback. He's got a live arm. He can really hit receivers in stride. But they've just got too many holes on defense. I just think Iowa's running attack's going to be big in that game. And I also maybe see the tight ends doing something in that game too, really. Tight ends just catch easier balls. They're easier for the quarterback to throw. A lot of these routes to receivers are 25 yards downfield through tight windows, and it's just harder.
We're talking with Pat Hardy. Pat, before we let you run, we got a little basketball we want to get in. You'll have a chance to talk to Fran McCaffrey and a couple of the guys as they get ready, make their trek over to Europe. The Big Ten announces their 2017-18 basketball schedule, at least the home and homes that you'll play, along with the home and road games only. And on paper, doesn't look like it could have broke much better for Iowa in terms of that Big Ten schedule.
No, that's actually kind of what I'm writing right now. You don't have to go to Purdue, Wisconsin, Michigan State, or Northwestern, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me. Aren't those the four that they avoid?
Yeah, yep. Home only for Michigan State, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin. Yep.
Those are probably three of the top four teams in the conference. I'm not sold on Wisconsin on paper, but they always find a way to finish fourth in the conference or higher. So yeah, the schedule breaks about as favorably as it can. Now, we don't know how some of these teams are going to develop, and I guarantee if we brought that question up to Fran, he wouldn't like it because he treats everybody with the same amount of respect, and that's understandable for a coach. But there's a lot to like about this Iowa team. But what's interesting, I can't remember a year where internally, when I say internally, us, fans, media, players here think highly of the team, whereas on the outside, it's not nearly. I mean, Joe Lunardi didn't even have him in the bracket, and I've got him finishing fifth.
Yeah, Jerry Palm, the same thing. Jerry Palm just came out with the bracket earlier this week. He doesn't have Iowa in either.
And there's lots of years where those guys don't have Iowa in, and fans are like, well, you know, it's hard to argue with that. But this year, fans resent it. They really like this team because it's young. Now, they didn't make the tournament last year, but they almost made it last year, and they finished seventh in the conference. So all I'm picking them to do is finish two spots higher and make the tournament. And barring injuries, I think they will. They're going to miss Peter's jump shot, but they're not going to miss his defense. And he was okay ball handling. They can be a better team in some ways without Peter. The big question is who's going to make that big, huge jump shot besides Bohannon on this team? Because if he proves to be the only one as the season progresses, teams will know that. They'll make adjustments. And other players have to step up and make those big jump shots that Peter so often did. But I like this team, even though outsiders. I was not aware of Jerry Palm, but this team has plenty of motivation because nobody seems to think that they're going to make the tournament.
About a minute and a half left, Pat. Trent yesterday went on a tremendous rant once again about Fran McCaffrey scheduling teams with RPIs in the 300s. They have five of those games for home games. He just thinks that it's awful. You should only do maybe two, possibly three tops of those sort of teams because it drags down your RPI. Where are you? Are you in a similar category with now it is finally time to make a change and not schedule those 300 RPI teams?
I'm maybe not quite as strong as Trent in this argument, but I'm with him on this. But I guarantee you they'll say, well, it's hard to get what fans want. It's just hard to get because they're going to demand a home and away or this and that. We can't do that. It's hard to get really good competition to come up here. But I buy that a little bit. But remember, if you guys maybe do you remember, it was the same thing under Tom Davis. This was the same criticism. And Fran, basically, wouldn't you guys agree that he's got the program where Tom Davis had it for the most part?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's almost identical to where Tom Davis was, where this year I could see them getting to the tournament and winning maybe a game and lucky get to Sweet 16. Just like with Tom Davis, we always long for the days of Tom Davis after Alford and Licklider were here, and now Fran has brought us back to that. But if there is one criticism, that would be it, because those are going to be hard games to sell. The atmosphere is going to be bad. There's going to be a lot of empty seats, and I'm with you, Trent. I'm just not sure what the answer is, though, because I don't think it's as simple as maybe we think it is to schedule a Wichita State or a good team to fill up all those spots. I think it's a little harder than we think, but I also think it's not as hard as they make it out to be. Let's face it, they have to schedule some wins.
Yeah.
And that's basically what they're doing.
No, I have no problem with that, Pat. This has been a continual problem, though, for Fran. Everybody has bye games. From Iowa down to you and I, they bring in Wartburg, you know, for their bye games and things like that.
You think Fran has too many?
It's the number of them, and they're the worst of the worst. They're the dregs of college basketball.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Savannah State, I mean, remember that run last year?
Yeah.
And it ultimately cost Iowa. No, in that regard, it does. I think what he's thinking is he wants to get wins early and hopes that he can win enough later on to offset whatever penalty that may, because it did hurt him last year. Their strength of schedule killed him. And they won most of those games. So, no, I'm with you. I think you counted five on the schedule that you would count as just...
Yeah, well, and really six. Chicago State, Alabama State, Grambling State, Southern Utah, and the best of the bunch is Northern Illinois, who was 242 last year in the RPI. That's the whole slate in the non-conference.
And it's hard to argue with you when you consider that's half of their non-conference schedule.
Yep.
Right.
So, yeah, I hadn't thought about it as much as you, but no, it's an issue, but this just brings up the old Tom Davis argument, because this is what... I mean, Tom Davis was criticized for doing the same thing, and he would end up, I remember people would say, well, you know, if we would have just played a tougher non-schedule, we wouldn't be a 9 seed.
Yes.
You know, we wouldn't be losing in the second round to a number 1 seed. That was a big argument there, but that's what this, it just reminds me, and Fran has totally different style and approach than Tom Davis, but the program to me is right where it was under Tom Davis during the good years.
All right, Pat, thank you so much, man. It's always great to catch up with you. You have a great day.
You too, gentlemen. Good talking to you. See ya.
Thanks, okay, Pat. That's Pat Hardy, everybody. AllHawkeyes.com on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. See, I'm with you, Trent. I thought your rant was perfectly placed yesterday as far as going off on those schools. And now, once Pat Hardy saw where you were coming from, then he agreed as well.
Yeah, it seems so simple to me. It really does. And that's the frustrating part about this. You know, we're not talking about an athletic department that has to find a way to save $25,000 per bye game. That's not the case. If it costs a little bit more to bring in above average team from the MAC, bring in an above average team from the Summit League, whatever it may be, do it. Because the bottom line is going to be, it's going to help you. Now, as we mentioned this, the schedule came out on Monday. I was up on the website, HawkeyeSports.com, throughout the morning, and then it went away. So all they have listed right now is the Cayman Island game that we know about. Louisiana opens it up. Cincinnati will be there. The Big Ten ACC Challenge game against Virginia Tech. The Iowa-Iowa State game in Ames this year. The Drake game in the Big Four Classic in Colorado. So those bye games that we talked about aren't listed anymore. I am hopeful that they are working to try to secure a couple. Two more better opponents than what were on there on that initial list. If that happens, I'll drop my rant. I'm just not a believer it's going to happen.
I'm kind of siding on your side when it comes to that as well, because you and I have seen this now ever since Fran's been the coach at Iowa.
We'll take your time out, Jimmy B. We are out of time this segment. Coming up, we got some baseball talk next hour. Mark Simon from ESPN Stats and Information and much more, plus plenty of football talk. Here on a Wednesday, Jimmy B and TC.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC. Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Has the summer heat taken a toll on your vehicle's battery? Count on O'Reilly Auto Parts for the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lots of things take 15 minutes. Like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list. The B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila! 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or last Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back once again. Jimmy B, our buddy Jeff had called in during the break. I was talking with him, always get a chuckle out of that guy. He loves listening to us go back and forth. But some sad news this morning, and knew that it looked like it was on the horizon, but the passing of Ara Parseghian, longtime Notre Dame coach, of course the Northwestern coach before that, historic runs there, rebuilding Notre Dame into a football power once again, and a guy that I remember hearing him back on CBS back on the day, calling some college football games. So you probably have a little bit better perspective. It, just one of these I wanted to tee up for you and get your thoughts on the passing of him and just the figure that he was in sports back in the day.
Trent, he was an absolute star and did put Notre Dame football back on the map. You might recall this as well. At Miami of Ohio, his first head coaching job there, who did he replace? Woody Hayes, when Woody took the Ohio State job. So, look, this is the coaching tree is sensational for Ara Parseghian. I never met him. I did a couple games, and at news conferences, I was just in the scrum. I never really had a chance to, you know, talk personally with him at all. But, he made football fun. It's one of those things where at 94, you could see it coming and with the illness that he had. But, he had a great run, not just on the football field, but as a human being as well, and impacted a lot of players and students' lives while he was the head coach at those respective universities. And everybody will mourn the passing of Ara Parseghian.
No doubt about it. That is how we end now hour number one. Hour two, we go, and we're going to talk some baseball. Mark Simon, ESPN Stats and Information. He'll be here at about 5 after the top of the hour. Also, Mitch Holtis continues on with his talk, and we're going to be talking a little tight end today. Travis Kelce has been ridiculously good already in training camp for the Kansas City Chiefs. We got your Vikings fans covered as well in the 2 o'clock hour. B.J. Rydell will be here, and some baseball talk. Dave Dirks, the Waukee baseball coach. Big event happening here in the Metro coming up starting tomorrow, happening at Johnston, Waukee, a couple other spots as well. We'll talk about that with Dave Dirks and put a cap on high school baseball. All to come here, Jimmy B and TC.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Turn up the heat with incredible savings during Menards Red Hot Sale. Stop by our electrical department and check out the big savings on Fight electric light bulbs. Right now, over 140 stock Fight electric LED bulbs are on sale. The general purpose LED bulbs replace a 60 watt incandescent and last up to 11,000 hours. Right now, a two pack of soft white bulbs is just $2.99. Now, during Menards Red Hot Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Charles Osgood. Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews, hiring is hard. But Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your jobs, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. Right now, Indeed is giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 619 to 85.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. 2 locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and...